Castleton University President Karen Scalforo says she will step down at the end of May after 2.5 years of leading the university. It's the latest in a series of upheavals to rock the state college system in recent weeks. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, Scalforo says she felt blindsided by recent events that led to her resignation.
Among a lot of the state's smaller colleges and universities, Castleton is something of a success story. Its enrollment has actually gone up, in part because of recent closures of schools like Green Mountain College and Rutland's College of St. Joseph's. But Scalforo has also launched a number of innovative collaborations with community colleges in Vermont and New York, and she's created partnership programs in Bennington and Killington. It's why news of her resignation late Wednesday during a State College Board of Trustees meeting left many people scratching their heads. Reached Thursday, Scalforo said she herself was still reeling.
My phone has crashed twice with the letters and notes and emails and texts and calls.
Scalforo says she knew earlier this month that former State College System Chancellor Jeb Spaulding was trying to address huge budget shortfalls in the system. His plan included closing Northern Vermont University, which would fold into Castleton. She says she and her staff had immediately begun troubleshooting how they'd house and help students from Northern Vermont University stay on track academically.
And I was gearing up with the team here to welcome students from those closing institutions, as we have done multiple times before.
It's why she was so shocked when Spaulding, who was then the chancellor of the state college system, which oversees Castleton, called her on April 14th.
He had made the decision to move Elaine Collins to the presidency at Castleton, and I would be out of a job. And I felt completely blindsided. I did not see it coming. I didn't understand it, and I still don't. I have far more experience, and for the situation we were about to step into, I had recent experience as the leader of Castleton.
Spaulding's closure plan was abandoned after widespread protest, and he resigned this week. But Scalforo said the episode convinced her it was time to move on. The College System Board of Trustees is expected to vote in the coming weeks in naming an acting president for Castleton University. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.